What did you come here tonight for? What is the motivation of tonight?
This is the time where we just get into the Holy Ghost. Because God is doing, you know, saturation. Everybody write the word saturation. Saturation services are essential. Friday nights are a unique meeting. Amen. Hallelujah. We just let the Holy Spirit flow. Amen. And see what the people can get. Amen. Just pray in the Holy Ghost right where you are. Luke chapter 3. The most important thing that you can do is hear and try to get an understanding of what the Holy Ghost is going to try to say to you tonight. These are supernatural meetings. And God wants to do supernatural things. And the Word is there. Most of these meetings, you have to get it by just sitting in under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. That's the best way to get what God is trying to say, is you got to allow it, because God's speaking more than what I'm saying. God is speaking more than that which I'm saying. You know what? When we get to these Holy Ghost meetings, we just get out there and we just start to recall everything that we've got from the Holy Ghost that week. And we just float around just a bit. To sense the anointing of the Holy Ghost is one issue, but also until we get clarity, some scriptural, because we like to give you the word, we like to try to tell you what God is trying to say in my heart, what He's speaking in my heart, or what He's got on me, but we got to find some words. Find some word to go there. And if the word is really God, you know what? How many of you realize this is a big book? But He's been faithful that you could just go through and say, okay, God, I trust you and I know you and I know my walk real quick, but you're going to have to let us land. If I'm going to float through here just a little bit, you let us land and give us a foundation scripture to help us present or try to say. Somebody say, try. There's always more that God wants to say that you're willing to hear. There's always more that God is willing to do than you're willing to receive. Some say He's the God of more than enough. And boy, when you see us taking pauses, and I thank God for the anointing of the Holy Ghost, because I believe that's you just have to catch it. Amen? But right here in Luke chapter 3 verse 16. Everybody say the word Christian. Christian. Say the word Christian again. Christian. Say it one more time. Christian. Today, most Christians in most places that they call churches have a form of godliness, but they deny, somebody say, a form of God. That means it's got something that God could get in. Amen. But they deny, somebody say deny, the power. Paul said, I didn't come with you enticing words of man, somebody say man's wisdom. But Paul came in power and demonstration of the Holy Ghost. But everybody wants to look at everybody else and say, who's a Christian and who's not a Christian? And throughout the years, the devil has been trying to tell the world or dummies who Christians really are and who they're not. But in the Bible, somebody say the Bible. We can find out what a real Christian is and what a real Christian does. So say a real one. Real Christians have power. Somebody say power. They're going to walk like Jesus. Somebody say the power of the Holy Ghost. That word Christian in and of itself just means anointed. Did you know that? The word Christian basically means anointed. Christ. So say Christ. That means the anointed one. So say the anointed one.
The anointed one.
Say anointed one one more time.
Anointed one.
Hallelujah. Everybody say it one more time. Anointed.
Anointed.
So when people walk around saying, I'm a Christian, most people think, and most people that go around blabbing it out of their mouth, you know, somebody today cut me off, you know, and they almost hit me. So I honk my horn, you know, and say, hey, you better watch where you're going. And I looked in the back mirror of that car, and Jesse, what did it read in the back of the car?
Honk if you're a Christian.
Honk if you love Jesus. Or honk if you're a Christian. Amen. But I was honked because they got in my road, in my lane. Look at somebody and say, honk. If you're a Christian. Anybody can blow a horn. Devil can honk a horn. Amen. Amen. But there are certain things that only Christians, somebody say Christians, can do. And that's manifest the real anointing of the Holy Ghost. Paul said, my preaching and my teaching among you was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, amen, but power and demonstration of the Holy Ghost. And also said that your faith, amen, would stand. Somebody say, would not stand. That your faith wouldn't stand with just mere words and all those other worldly wisdom and all that other stuff, but your faith would stand how? So say, power of God. Christian means anointed. So say, the anointed ones. Jesus was anointed. In Luke chapter 3, verse 16, John answered, saying unto them all, and said unto them all, I indeed baptize with water, but one mightier than I cometh. Somebody say, one mightier. The latchet of whose shoes I am not worthy to unloose, he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost. Somebody say, with the Holy Ghost.
With the Holy Ghost.
And fire. So say, the Holy Ghost,
the Holy Ghost.
And fire.
And fire.
Say it one more time. The Holy Ghost and fire. Who baptizes with the Holy Ghost? Jesus. Everybody say, two baptisms.
Two baptisms.
Both of them are essential. The first baptism is the water baptism. Somebody say, hallelujah, thank God for that. That's when we tell the world. When we're water baptized, we tell the whole world, I belong to Jesus. Somebody say, hallelujah. But when Jesus baptizes you, I can baptize you. You know, the Baptist church can baptize you. Pastor Rod can baptize. I can take you to the water. Amen. But only Jesus can baptize you with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Somebody say, thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Only Jesus can make you a Christian. Joining the church can't do it. When we're baptized with the Holy Ghost and with fire, when we're baptized with water, that's just us telling the world that we identify with Jesus Christ. But when Jesus baptizes us with the Holy Ghost and with fire, that's when heaven says they belong to God. Somebody say, hallelujah. The world will know, will only be able to identify the real Christian or be able to see Jesus manifest when they allow Jesus to baptize them with the Holy Ghost. Somebody say, with the Holy Ghost. And with fire. Not with religion and tradition and what everybody else thinks. You've got to have the Holy Ghost. Someone say, the Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost.
Go on down to verse 21. Now when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also being baptized and praying, the heavens opened. And the Holy Ghost descended in a bodily shape like a dove upon him. And a voice came from heaven and said, Thou art my beloved Son, in thee I am well pleased. Well, that's where I get this premise that when we're baptized with the Holy Ghost, or when the Holy Spirit comes down, notice that when the Holy Spirit came down and rested on Jesus, he said, This is my beloved Son. That's when he told the world who he was. He said, that one's mine. And that Holy Spirit resting on him. Somebody say, thank God. Somebody say, the dove. Resting on him. Amen. Show the world and let everybody know this is mine, this is alive, and this is living. In thee I am well pleased. Now notice, so say Jesus, full of the Holy Ghost. How many of you ever read that before? We think it was just Jesus, then after Jesus left, you know, after Jesus left, the Holy Ghost came in the second chapter of Acts. But look at somebody and said, Jesus had the Holy Ghost. And he flowed in the Holy Ghost. Now, there are a lot of people that are walking around claiming they're full of the Holy Ghost, but nothing's happening. There are evidence to people that are full of the Holy Ghost. Things happen when they get full of the Holy Ghost. Go to Luke chapter 4, verse 1. And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit. You're not going to be able to be led by the Spirit until you're Holy Ghost filled. Other than that, you're going to be led by your own understanding. So say, you need to get so full that you get Spirit led. If you're having a problem following the Holy Ghost, if you have a problem following all the wiles of the world and all this other stuff, you know, the Bible says if the blind lead the blind, they both fall into the ditch. How many of you want to be led by the Holy Ghost? He'll lead you to good things. People are sitting out there learning. You can't follow people. They'll get you in trouble. You can't follow the economy and all that stuff. Aren't we learning that now? My friend told me stock market fell 400. What? Good Lord. That's a lot to follow, isn't it? Some say, get Holy Ghost filled so you can follow the Spirit. See, there are certain people that aren't listening to the Holy Ghost. They're looking at the world and listening to what everybody else thinks, what everybody else wants. Somebody say hallelujah. But the church needs to get to the point to where they'll let God lead them. Somebody say lead them. You need to get into these Holy Ghost meetings enough till you get full. Get so full that when you get up led. There are so many people with such strong will and such desire. You need to get in these meetings and get so touched with God, get so touched by the grace of God, get so touched by the anointing of the Holy Ghost that you get up, and when you get up led. Jesus being full of the Holy Ghost, amen? Amen. Led of the Spirit. God don't lead unfull people because he can't lead your head. It's impossible because in your head there's disobedience. But the Holy Ghost on the inside of us will follow. Amen. So say he'll be your guide. How many of you want to follow God more closely? Follow him through some things that everybody else can't see, can't understand. So many people can't stick to faith. They can't stick to any good thing that God's got for them. Why? Why? Because they ain't got no unction, they ain't got no gunction. No, because they haven't gotten on their face. They haven't gone to enough Holy Ghost-filled meetings. Somebody say amen. And got full enough to where God just completely controls them. You know you can get to that point where it's easy. You can live a life of prayer, of consecration, and just saturate. Well, what does all that do? We just sit up there and then we sit up there and he played the keyboard and we just sit up there and drone and moan a little bit. Let me tell you what. Get in the presence of God. Amen. Honor the anointing of God and you won't have that you know, that rebellious spirit. So say, full of the Holy Ghost.
Full of the Holy Ghost.
Led by the Spirit.
Led by the Spirit.
It's impossible. Notice that they were led by the Spirit in the second chapter of Acts, and right after they got full of the Holy Ghost, they went everywhere preaching the gospel. So he said, you can't be led till you're full. Hallelujah. We wrote that song, I need you to lead me wherever you go, wherever you are. I don't want to be far. Open my eyes and let me see the vision you have. My destiny. How many of you like that? I need you to lead me. Well, I tell you what, get full of the Holy Ghost. Read that passage of Scripture one more time. Y'all sitting here like a bunch of zombies tonight. Amen. But somebody's going to get something out of this. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There's an anointing on the inside of you, and God knows where you're going. God is real. I don't care what goes on the outside. The Holy Ghost will lead you. Amen. Everybody else will go broke, but you'll still end up blessed. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Where, you know, God will lead you beside the still and peaceful, quiet waters. Amen. In green pastures. Somebody say green.
Green.
He'll lead you. He'll lead you through the wilderness sometimes, through things you don't understand. See, you got to get full of the Holy Ghost when you need to be led, because the devil's everywhere. Amen? We need to be taught. And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. Somebody say hallelujah. After he had gone through, somebody say gone through just a little bit. Somebody say being led. Somebody say being led. By the Holy Ghost. Say it one more time. Being led,
being led
by the Holy Ghost. This is good for somebody tonight. Because you know what? There are so many people that are still stuck in the wilderness.
Amen.
All these things going on. Amen. The devil. You know, sometimes the Holy Ghost will lead you to places where the enemy might want to blow your mind. You know that he was led in the wilderness, and right in the wilderness was the devil trying to tempt him to do evil. Somebody say hallelujah. Jesus being led by the Holy Ghost, he got so full of the Holy Ghost that he was able to quote this. He says, listen, some say full. Full people think like this, not just smart people. Full people. Somebody say full.
Full.
Holy Ghost filled people. Now notice that Jesus, when he was full of the Holy Ghost when he went into the wilderness, there's a big difference. When you're in the wilderness, what are you full of? Somebody say hallelujah. That's the difference. See, many people got up there, see, they said, I'm just in the wilderness. No, you wandered in the wilderness all by yourself. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, glory to God.
Glory.
Somebody just pray in the Holy Ghost. There's something there for somebody. Being full of the Holy Spirit was led into the wilderness to be tempted. Amen. In those days, he did eat nothing. And when they were ended, he afterward hungered. And the devil said, if thou be the Son of God, command these stones to be turned to bread. And Jesus answered and saying, it is written, thou shalt not live. Somebody say, you shall not live by bread alone. It's impossible. One of my, I was talking to sister, we all want to pray for Kathy Hartman, amen. She was involved in, they laid off, they're laying off 10,000 people at Compact, working there for 11 years and got laid off after 11 years. So say, thank you, Jesus. Why do I say thank you? She was in my office, we were talking about those things, and she looked at me through the eyes of faith, amen. And she said, but I thank God that I knew that job wasn't my source. That $40,000 was really nice, amen, but it wasn't my source, amen. Say, man shall not live by bread alone. If you're living by the things that are tangible things, amen, you're not going to have any kind of quality of life. Life doesn't begin when you live like that. Some people live off money. They live paycheck to paycheck, amen. They live paycheck to paycheck. They live from meal. They just live on the outside. Life is based on whatever's going on, you know, whatever's going on the outside. Somebody say, that bread represents tangible things, things that sustain the flesh. But the Bible teaches man shall not live that way, but they'll live by every word. Somebody say, the word.
Word.
And there'll always be a word if you're close to God.
Amen.
If you got a word, you got a life. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. When the money still dries up, you'll still have a life. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. You'll be a tree planted by the waters. No matter what goes down, you'll still be all right.
Amen.
No plague will be able to come nigh your dwelling place. Amen. You won't be shaken. Amen. Somebody say, as long as I got a word, it's going to be all right. You can have a word without a job, and it'll still be all right. Hallelujah. You can have a word without an education. It'll still be all right. It'll give you education. Amen. The word will give you a job. Amen.
Amen.
I'm trying to build your confidence in Jesus. I'm trying to build your confidence in the Holy Ghost and teach you how to be spirit-led in evil days. What'll happen if this little system gets shaken? We understand that we can be interrupted at any time. History itself teaches us, amen, that, you know, pride goeth before a great fall. And who's to say that we're not like anybody else? Who's to say this thing will all stay together? Let one crazy thing happen. Anything could change overnight. And everybody that's living by bread and all this other stuff, you let that little thing, you let somebody blow up their office building or something. You let their identity be gone. What they going to be able to, what they going to do? Some of them will lose their mind, amen, but those that are built in Jesus, amen? Amen? Those that are founded in Jesus, those that are strong, those that are, somebody said, Holy Ghost filled, can be spirit-led. And they'll learn to live by the word and they won't be shaken. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. How many had to walk through the word when your life was shaken? Amen? Hallelujah. You got to get to the point and say, I will not fear. God is real. See, there are a whole lot of Christians that are Christian because you know, it's easy to be a Christian in this time, in this hour, in this day. Amen. It's easy. Amen. You just hang out with the crowd. You don't have to follow the Holy Ghost. Amen. But I believe some days are coming. Amen. Where God's going to have to lead his sheep. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. With his word. With his voice. Somebody say, follow. Everybody say, follow.
Follow.
Say it one more time.
Follow.
I know how to follow Jesus.
Amen.
I know how to follow Jesus. One of the most vivid visions, I was in a prayer group. I was probably about, I don't know, maybe a teenager. And I was going to this prayer group. And this was the neatest thing. And we usually didn't move in too many visions. But I had the clearest vision. And I couldn't understand this vision. Amen. And all of a sudden, other people in the room started to have this same vision. But we were all having it from different perspectives. Isn't that strange? You know, the Holy Ghost, when you get in the ways of the Holy Ghost and you're not seeking to exhort yourself, you're not seeking to make yourself look good or make yourself look like the spiritual Yahoo or whatever else it is out there, amen? God will be able to flow corporately and you'll get to see things on a higher level. Amen. You see how God really does things. Well, I had this vision, and in this vision, I just saw stones and, you know, stones and sand and kind of stuff, you know, and rocks and feet. I saw feet. So say feet. Say it again, feet. And I saw the bottom of like a robe. Amen. You ever seen those movies? I just saw the rocks, the dirt. Amen. And feet and the bottom of a robe. And all of a sudden, about 3 or 4 minutes later, you know, I kind of kept it to myself. I kept it to myself. A couple minutes later, amen, somebody said, I see a vision and I see it from a different perspective, amen. They said, I see Jesus. And I see a little lamb following Jesus. Somebody say, hallelujah. I had remembered that. I had forgotten all about that. It had been years. That had been about maybe 20 years ago. Forgotten all about that. And it goes along with this. Somebody say, those that are Holy Ghost filled will be spirit led. Hallelujah. And you know what? I've been following those feet. Glory to God. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. I couldn't see the terrain. Glory to God. I just kept looking at the feet. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, follow the feet. If we learn to follow the feet of Jesus, amen, If we stay full of the Holy Ghost, we'll be Spirit-led, and we'll be able to be led out of the wilderness. Somebody say, be led out of the wilderness. I don't know why I always teach about the wilderness experience and the wilderness so much, but I believe God wants to teach us about this wilderness, because there are a lot of people who are going to perish in the wilderness, and it's a really sad thing. Several temptations. All of these temptations, Jesus was able to overcome the devil. Amen? Because he was Holy Ghost filled. Somebody say hallelujah. The devil offered him all this stuff. Somebody say, you'll eat everything the devil wants to give you. You'll eat everything the devil offers. Every little thing that looks like, you know, all that glitters isn't gold. Somebody say, amen. You'll be sold out to anything the devil throws your way, just, you know, when you get in the wilderness. Somebody say, sometimes the wilderness is, people don't realize that they think, oh, life's going really good. I mean, this don't look like no wilderness experience to me. Some of y'all would be shouting and thinking, well, I'm on my way to heaven. Woo, I'm getting, look, he offered him everything he ever wanted. Where? In the wilderness. So you think Jesus was out there starving in the wilderness? No. The devil was able to provide everything, or try to say he could provide or would provide everything he ever had right there in the wilderness. So there are a lot of people that think the wilderness is just when they're having problems. People think, I'm in the wilderness just when, you know, when problems are going there, and we don't have a lack, you know, we don't understand things when times are real bad. We're in the wilderness. Look at somebody. Sometimes when wrong opportunities come in front of your face, that's the wilderness. Notice that right here in the wilderness, what was in front of his face? Provision. Bread. Man. Wilderness is a place of indecision. Let me tell you what. Whenever you're not following the Holy Ghost, you just stay out there in the wilderness. Somebody say amen. There are a whole lot of people with a lot of money. You know why? Because, you know, the woodlands is nothing but a big wilderness. And they think they came out of the wilderness and it's a land flowing with milk and honey. But you know what? If it's not the honey that God gave you, amen, it's wilderness. If it didn't come through prayer, faith, amen, sowing and reaping, amen, somebody say it's wilderness. If you got it by scratching and clawing, fighting and worrying, somebody say amen. God doesn't want you to get stuff like that, amen. If you need to get to the point to where you're living a lifestyle and you're walking in the Word, amen, that everything you got because you heard it from heaven.
Yes.
Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Somebody say, people in the wilderness wonder. They're still trying to figure out who's in control and who's in charge. I got this because I'm smarter. I tell you what, your life will speak to you. Your life will speak. I mean, there are a whole lot of people being spoken to today. They look at all together, amen. You know, the devil doesn't give any. He's an Indian giver. He don't have nothing. He can't give you anything because it all belongs to God. And the devil, taking him up into a high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said, all this power. Someone say power. See? You think he was going out there to starve? No, he went out in the wilderness. Somebody say the wilderness. And the devil said, hey, you want some power? Some say food, provision, and power. Some say provision and authority. Temptations in the wilderness. Let me tell you what, you'll drop in the wilderness if you don't get full of the Holy Ghost and let the Holy Ghost lead you. You'll fall to some of these temptations in the wilderness. The devil will become your source. Say no. Feed your ego. Take him to a high mountain. The devil said unto him, all this power I will give you and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me and to whomsoever I shall give it. If thou wilt worship me, all shall be thine. Doesn't that sound? Somebody say provision? In the wilderness. Somebody say it one more time. Provision in the wilderness. You're just traveling through. This world is not our home. Glory to God. We're going over to the other side. So I'm not camping out here. All we got to do here on earth is get full of the Holy Ghost and become Spirit-led. There are so many people that got too much authority to be Spirit-led. And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Get behind me, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship," somebody say worship, "the Lord, thy God, and him only shalt thou serve." If you're not serving God, say, watch out. If you're not serving God, you know what? Somebody say authority, power. If you're not serving God, maybe because you bit in the devil's line. You know what? You worship what has authority over your life. And so many people, the only authority they have over their life, their job, their little lifestyle, and all the rules and regulations of this world. Amen? Somebody say worship God. The devil said, listen, Jesus looked at the devil and said, listen, thou, get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. He brought him to Jerusalem. Someone said Jerusalem. That's where Jesus wanted to get. That was the apple of his eye. That was his hope, his destiny, his future. Amen. How many had like the devil to bring you to all the things you've ever hoped for and dreamed? Oh, this is it now. Someone said, what leads you? See, if God didn't lead you by the Spirit to your promise, you better leave it alone. Jesus knew that all he wanted was Jerusalem. Amen. That the world might be saved. He came to Jerusalem and pleaded with those people. Amen. And the devil put Jerusalem right in front of his face. Amen. And said, hey, here it is. Someone say, here it is. Say it one more time. Here it is. And set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down. Somebody say, cast yourself down. For it is written, he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee. And in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou shalt dash that foot against the stone. And Jesus answered and said unto him, it is said, thou shalt not, somebody say, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Somebody say, living crazy in the wilderness. See, there are a lot of people that get out there in the wilderness. Somebody say, here on earth. See, there are a lot of people that live stupid here. You know what? God will take care of the angels. You know, I'll walk out far. I'll throw myself around. I won't stay in faith. I don't need certain things, you know. I'll just walk any kind of way I want to walk. My walk means nothing to me. I don't need church. I don't need church attendance. I don't need to pray. I don't need devotions. I don't need any of that stuff. I'll get there. Grace and mercy, the angels will keep me. Who say, you know, there are so many people who love walking wild with their faith. You know, they love going off. They love the, I call them little spiritual temper tantrums. They love that kind of stuff. I've seen people, you know, they play any little wild game that comes up. You know what? Your salvation is precious. This grace, this salvation that you got, it came at a high price. Amen. And there's so many people that take this thing so lightly and act so dumb with it. Saved on Sunday, Monday, who cares? We throw ourselves down, amen, from many places that we ought to be. Because we think, oh, it's easy to get back up there again. Temple could also represent some other things too. Temple represents what? Your heart. Temple represents your heart. Somebody say your prayer closet, the secret place. Thou shalt worship him. They said, what temple shall we worship on? Shall we worship over here? Shall we worship over there? Then they were arguing that. The woman that asked him, the Samaritan argument was that they said one group has to worship one place and another group wanted to worship over there. And they were saying, which place is the best place to worship? In which temple should we worship? Because there were two temples. Samaritans had built their temple and Jews had another one. They were saying, which temple is the best place to worship? And Jesus said, the day it's coming when true worshipers will worship in spirit and truth. The real temple is a temple inside of your heart. God fills you with the Holy Ghost. Somebody say amen. Many people are locked outside of their own heart when they're not filled with the Holy Ghost. All of a sudden, God gets a hold of you and lets you know about the supernatural place, the supernatural realm. There are a lot of people, somebody say, sitting high on the temple, seated in Christ in heavenly places. All of a sudden, the devil, somebody say, the devil. Come on out the spirit for a day. You'll be back tomorrow. You've done it before. Do it again. The angels will pick you back up again. Throw yourself down. Somebody say, come on down from that spiritual high. It's not necessary. Them people are crazy anyhow. You don't need all that Holy Ghost stuff. You don't need that joy stuff. You know, you big enough now. Somebody say, come on down. Throw yourself down. The angels will pick you right back up again. You'll be just like you. You'll be shouting last like you were last week. So it's like, don't tempt the Lord your God. Keep jumping out of the spirit. Keep jumping out of the spirit. Just keep jumping out of the will of God. Keep jumping out of the realm of God with a decision. Don't tempt God. Don't walk. You know, there are people with their walk. They don't think it's important. You don't think, I'm always going to be this. It's all right. We're going to walk so light. It doesn't take all that. Everybody else is jumping. Why not you? Ever heard your mother ever tell you, if this one jumps off a bridge, are you going to jump off too? Anybody ever told you that? Well, it's the same way with a lot of Christians. We look around and say, hey, that whole church over there jumped off. Some say tempt. Say it again, tempt. Say it one more time, tempt. God. And when the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed from him for a season. So saying, Jesus returned in power. So say, return in power. Say it one more time. Return in power. How many want to see where Jesus returned in power? My teaching and my preaching was not with the wisdom of man, but what power and demonstration of the Holy Ghost. There are some people that walk through the wilderness of life. Say, the devil's not going to give me anything. Amen. If God didn't give it, I don't want it. God is my source. Say, God. He alone is my rock. Say, He alone.
He alone.
No other God but Him. Amen. How many want to come out of the wilderness with power?
Amen.
I went around, came around a long way on this. Amen. But Jesus was telling me, I said, Jesus, there's so many things out there. Hardly nobody's, you know, we need some people at the church and different things. Lord, what do you want us to do? There's so many churches out there. Which one's the right one? How do you go there? Jesus, what is the issue? What can we do? And Jesus said, power. Get full of the Holy Ghost. The evidence of somebody that's truly anointed by the Holy Ghost is always power. And the devil knew this. And that's why he brainwashed. So many people said in the last day, they'll come with deceiving signs and wonders. But I tell you what, there are more scriptures. That's one scripture, right? One scripture in the Bible, amen? But there are more scriptures in the Bible that said the believer will walk in authority and power. Said these things and greater will they do. Who said that? Jesus. He said, in my name they'll cast out devils. They'll lay hands on the sick, they will recover. They drink any deadly thing, it will not hurt them. Who said Christians? They don't want to be one. They don't want you to be one either. And Jesus returning in the power. Somebody say the power. Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. This mountain shall be removed. And Jesus returned in power of the Spirit into Galilee and went out, and there went out a fame. Somebody asked me a question, how do you get anointed? Someone say, go through the wilderness. How do you get anointed? How do you possess the grace of God? How do you display certain things? Amen. You don't let the devil become any of your source. So say it's more than that. Amen. Somebody say you got to go through the wilderness. Get led. Get spirit led. So say, look at somebody and tell them, get spirit led. See, notice there are two. See that first one? He was full of the Spirit. He was full of the Spirit. He was full of the Spirit. He was full. Everybody say full of the Spirit. He was full of the Spirit. He was full of the Spirit. He was led of the Spirit. He was led of the Spirit. Everybody say led of the Spirit. But when he came out of the wilderness, some say he was leaking. Some then returned Jesus. Everybody say then returned Jesus. And he taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all. That's a scripture right there, Brother Jesse or Brother Dean. We need to shout about and take it prophetically. Notice that when he returned, Jesus went returned in power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out, somebody say there went out, fame. The devil wanted to give him fame. He wanted to give him glory in the wilderness. He wasn't going to get anything in the wilderness, but when he came out, somebody say fame. We're not seeking fame, any of those other things. But you know what? Somebody better know who you are so the church can be full. There went out fame of him through all the regions round about, and he taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all. And he came to Nazareth where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him a book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written. Notice he found. Someone say he found. He just say he read. Amen. He must have had something on the inside of his heart and opened up the book and said, God, give us a place to land. So say he found. God was with him. He was so led by the Spirit. He knew God was with him. Say, God, I got it on my heart, but how do I get it across to them? And he just picked up the book. Sometimes when the Word of God is, I know for a fact, sometimes when you're rich in the Word and you're rich with the season, you know, you can have all the notes you want to, but if you really got the Holy Ghost and you really believe in the Holy Ghost, he'll lead you exactly what you need to have. You can be led. You can be led in the Bible. Somebody say, Spirit led. He found because he was leading. And when you're led by the Holy Ghost, you can find. He found the place where it was written. And then he said this. I guess he used to minister in kind of different ways. And then he said this. The Spirit of the Lord. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Is upon me. Somebody say the Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
The
See, he didn't say the Spirit of the Lord was upon him in front of other people until he went through the wilderness. The Spirit of the Lord was upon him before the wilderness. Right here. And Jesus being full of the Holy Ghost. Somebody say, that's two different things there, Brother Hagin says. Somebody say, two different. Two different anointings. You ever read that? Two different anointings. That's a special anointing. Somebody say, special anointing.
Special.
In the Old Testament, the anointing would come on people. Somebody would come upon people. So he was full of the Holy Ghost. But at this point, you know, he came out of the wilderness not being provided for by the devil or any of those things. And you know what? He came out of the wilderness preaching. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. How many of you want to have God upon you? Some say the anointing. Some say all over me. Say it again, all over me. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach. He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, like we sang tonight. He has sent me to heal, to preach deliverance to the captives and the recovery of sight to the blind. He has set at liberty them that are bruised to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Now notice that real quick. And then go over to Mark chapter 16. There are a lot of people, they're not going to have the Spirit of God upon them until they go through the wilderness. They don't qualify. They can't handle it. Afterward, he appeared to the 11 as they sat at meat, Mark chapter 16, verse 14, and upbraided them
with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them that they had them which had seen him after he was risen. And he said unto them, go into all the world and preach the gospel. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs, shall follow them that believe. How can you find a real believer? By the bumper sticker on the back of their car? Signs point. Somebody say signs are given to point. And these signs. See, nobody's looking for Jesus today because they don't have no signs. This is where God is. This is where the anointing is. It says, these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat at the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached. So say preached. Everywhere. The Lord working with them. And confirming the word with signs and wonders. I'm going to read that last verse to you one more time. Make some people happy. Amen. You get two things. There's two different things that people get out of church. Some people get blessed and some people get nothing. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with what? Hallelujah. How many want to start to live in that fashion? We got a revelation in that scripture, and we said that God will always confirm his word with signs and wonders. Let's just pray in the Holy Ghost just for a moment. Father, we pray right now that you would just confirm your word. Work with us. Work with us, Lord. Right now in the name of Jesus. And confirm your word even now. Oh God, because you're God. Because you're God. Lord, I just pray and I ask you right now to confirm your word with signs and wonders even now. Demonstrate the Holy Ghost. We pray for demonstrations of the Holy Ghost. You said you'd never leave us nor forsake us. Father God, we need some signs today because people are walking the wrong way. So Lord, we don't know. But Lord, you said you would take the word that came from your heart. Father God, you would do something with it, Father God. Lord, like you met Elijah at the altar, Father God, with the prophets of Baal. They screamed and hollered and cut themselves, went through all kind of changes and made all kind of noise. And there were more of them than that prophet that day. But Father, you confirmed your word by sending fire from heaven. So, Father God, right now, in the name of Jesus, I ask you even now to send an anointing. And I thank you for that anointing. And I thank you for that grace. I thank you for it, God. I thank you for your presence. Thank you for your presence. We don't take that presence lightly. We just ask for there to be an increase. A supernatural increase, Father God. In the name of Jesus. Father God, let it be an everyday occurrence. We don't want to be dry, Father God. We want to be wet and saturated, full of the presence of the Holy Ghost. Right now, in the name of Jesus, just start to stand up and worship God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Just start to worship the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Just start to worship the Lord. Just start to worship the Lord. That's a supernatural level that God expects. That's a supernatural level that, see, people say, oh, you don't need all that. Yes, you do. God said it would be there. Amen. He would confirm the word with signs and wonders. Somebody needs it right now, Jesus. Somebody needs it right now, Father. It's not hard for you. It's not hard for you, Father God. It's not hard for you. Father God, let this be a house of the supernatural. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for what you've already been doing in our midst. We thank you for every single manifestation. Don't take your spirit from us, Father God, but cause it to increase. In the name of Jesus, we call for greater works even now. Even now, Father God, as people start to lay down their life, Father God, to follow you, being led by the Holy Ghost, Father God, not allowing anybody else or anything else, Father God, to be their source but you, we can expect those things to happen again. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. 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 Pray in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Even now. Just pray in the Holy Ghost. Just pray in the Holy Ghost till you get full and God will give you direction. Hallelujah. Some of you need to be spirit led. You don't know which way to go. Hallelujah. But you're too... It's that easy. Just get full and you'll get direction. Yeah, just get full and your life will start to come together. Just get full of God's grace. Just get full of His presence. The voice of God will increase in your life. You'll have more of those divine appointments. Hallelujah. You'll have more of those divine appointments. Glory to God. Doors will start to open up. Amen. You'll start to be led by the Spirit of God. You'll start to go forward, not in circles. Glory to God. God doesn't want you walking in circles anymore. He wants you to walk right ahead, straight into your destiny. Glory to God. Yeah, that's the only way out of the wilderness. That's the only way out of the wilderness is by following the Holy Ghost and allowing Him to be your only source, your only God. That's why the Bible teaches, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all these other things will be added unto you. There's nothing more important than your presence with God. Yeah, you can pray yourself out of the wilderness. Glory to God. Praying and building yourself up in the most holy faith. Glory to God. Praying in the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father God. Jesus returns out of the wilderness. Glory to God. Yeah, the world's trying to tell you, even some so-called Christian people trying to tell you, all that spiritual stuff is not necessary. You don't need to get caught up in all that other stuff. They'll be the only ones that come out. Amen. Those that follow God's voice and are full of the Holy Ghost and full of His Spirit, they'll be the only ones that make it out. Those that are full and led. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's not time to be getting washed out and seeker friendly. It's time to seek God. Hallelujah. It's time to get busy with it. Hallelujah. You're going to come out of the wilderness when everybody else gets stuck. Glory to God. And I was reminded, you just keep praying in the Holy Ghost. Go, I'm finished anyhow, amen. But I was reminded, even before we started teaching that word of prophecy that we got, you know, concerning there's some things that are about to happen right before, I think it was like 2 days Before September 11th, I think it was like 2 days before September 11th, we got that prophetic word. And after that prophetic word, we called that revival. Do you remember? We called the revival that week. Amen. And the word was, you know, things will grow worse and worse. I believe we had it written somewhere. I don't know where it is. But I would get that out and start to meditate on it. Amen. I would get that thing out because you know what? That stuff's starting to happen. That stuff is starting to manifest. That stuff, I mean, it's only just begun. And some of y'all should shout because it said during that time you'll be green. Glory to God. You'll be green and flourishing. Glory to God. I just say, you know, my heart a little bit out of behind. Thank you, Jesus. You'll be blessed. Hallelujah. You'll be blessed. Glory to God. But those that seek God will remain strong. Hallelujah. But those that seek God, those that abide under the shadow of the Almighty, hallelujah, will remain strong. Yeah, it even said right there that many will wax worse and worse and then away. Glory to God. But not you, because you're going to seek God. In that time of trouble, he shall hide me in the secret of his pavilion. Hide yourself in the presence of God and get blessed. Yes. There's going to be a whole lot of shaking going on. But those that are led by the Spirit, you'll come out. You'll reign. No deadly thing will touch you. Amen. You'll walk through fire and won't get burned. Some of you have been tested in that area. And look what God did. Glory to God. I don't care what the economy does. God will always have a job for you. He'll always have something for you. I rebuke that right now. You seek God and don't let that job become your source. One will come. You'll always have employ. You'll always have resource. Somebody say, the devil's not my source. God is. You better claim that right now and get that fear out of your life. Get that fear out of there right now and get blessed, because that's going to be a sign. That's going to be one of the signs. How are they doing so well when everything's so bad? How do they keep rolling when everything else is shutting up? How did they buy that? How did that happen even in a time such as this? Yeah, this is the hour of the switch. This is the hour when the wealth of the wicked is stored up for the righteous, and they're going to start to receive it. God has just only begun to do what he said he was going to do. But he can't get people, he can't lead them into prosperity. He leads them by the word, but people refuse to be led. Hallelujah, they're out chasing rabbit trails, doing dumb stuff. Get into the house of God with faith and courage and watch what happens. Just do what the word said. Just do what the word said. Full of the Holy Ghost and led by the Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you're being blessed right now, that's a sign. Thank God for him. Honor him for it. Amen. Hallelujah. That's a manifestation of God. Amen. Amen. When you're touched after a word, you know, it takes the word to a higher level. That's God confirming the word with signs and wonders. And you wonder, why do I get heart? God, why do I get hot? Why do I get blessed? Why do these things start to happen? God's confirming his word. That's him knocking on the door of your heart and say, hey, you better listen. Glory to God. You better do something about it. If God's moving on it before you are, if God jumps on a word, don't you think you should? If God jumps on a word, don't you think you should? If you hear your spirit jump on something, don't you think you should? Thank you, Jesus. Now listen, if they had listened to the Holy Ghost or felt their own heart, you notice they said, listen, when they saw Jesus after he had risen, you know, they had talked to him. Amen. But they said, didn't our hearts jump within us or burn within us? Somebody say, burn. When she said, didn't our hearts burn within them? But they didn't realize what was going on. Amen. If God was moving, they should have moved. Don't let him come to you after it's all over, then upbraid, you know, and rebuke you for your unbelief. When you feel your heart burn, you need to discern the Holy Ghost. Say, this is God. This is the anointing of the Holy One. Amen. And I'm going to allow this to go to the next level on the inside of me and cut a covenant with it and do something about it. That's by letting the Spirit lead you, following the anointing. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, follow the anointing. There are so many people that left the anointing to follow voices, to follow philosophies, to follow patterns and theologies and all this silly stuff and patterns and ideas. Follow the anointing. Amen. Follow the fire. Follow the fire, but only the fire that stays with the word. Yes. Somebody say, I'm going to stick with God. Said, lo, I'll be with you always and forever, even until the end of time. And you stick with that anointing until it's taken. And when the anointing is taken, that's the rapture. Go with it. Hallelujah. That's what these Friday nights are all about. You know, it's not about just talking and doing all sorts of stuff, but Friday nights is getting you in the presence of God so you can get full of the Holy Ghost. Amen. So full till you're what? So full till you're what? so full till you're what? Led. If you're not spirit-led throughout the week, that means you need to get up under the Prince of God some more. Amen. Stay there all night long. Amen. Pray all night long. Pray. Believe. Sit up under the presence of the alone until you know, until if you just, if you only led until you leave church, you know, if the Spirit leading you drops off till you get out the front door, you need to stay up under the presence a little bit longer. Amen. If it windows out on Tuesday, stay up under the presence a little bit more. If it's dwindling on you, if it's not lasting, if you're not having that leading go on, you need to stay up under the presence until that leading power does not leave you. Amen. That's one of the rewards of staying under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. You get spirit-led. Your spiritual discernment starts to come in sync. And you know, you're able to walk a little bit stronger. Amen? God wants to lead you out of some stuff. He wants to lead you to victory. He wants to lead you how to work out situations in the family and do stuff. Amen? How does he do it? Amen? Full of the Holy Ghost, led of the Spirit. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to stick with the anointing. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, there's some that are going to go to another level. Glory to God. There are some that are going to be going to another level. There are some that are going to another level. Hallelujah. There are some that are going to another level, to a higher height. Yeah, there are some, your world's changing even now. Hallelujah. The way you perceive things is changing even now. The way that you even experience the anointing is even changing. There's a new day even now. That revelation is taking place inside of you. Glory to God. And it's going to start to manifest. Glory to God. Yeah, and you will never be the same again. Glory to God. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. This is the day that the earth groans in anticipation for the manifestation of the sons of God. Even in this day, a new breed of people shall arise. Arise, arise, arise. Arise out of the Spirit and walk by and following the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. And do the things that God's called him to do. And do the work that God's called him to work. You will not go back. You'll only go forward. There will not be a decrease. There will only be an increase of the presence and of the Spirit of the anointing on you. There's even a separation coming. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But you'll fare out all right. Glory to God. You'll fare out all right. Hallelujah. You'll fare out all right. Langrom do salabeheya. Ye koma hosana hechikovahaya. Binga sunana yetalahai. Basuni tele basale runa hoshelahaya. Bringa de rubu shalahaya. Breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Yeah, yeah, yes. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That the anointing, the potential of anointing. Glory to God. Oh, what potential of anointing. Hallelujah. Get over here. Glory to God. I know you want to go, but come over here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The potential of anointing. Bless in the body of the full of the Holy Ghost. That new day's begun. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, langram bono no do stale bata sava ye chitule bahaya. Bringe dudu sala baha. Brango dodo bovara bahe sikid and hiya haya. Huvara sala haya haya halamoho sala. Langram bono ha ha ha. Devil's plan won't succeed. God's gonna have his way. Langram do ho 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 ho. Ha 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 ha. Go for it in the name of Jesus. Burn in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Langram do no no bo sala. Bring it in the bubble. Ha ha ha. There it is. Glory to God. Yeah, lo ha ha ha. Su manihichiki basa niki runele ho langrambo do shala hai mengene no usala hai ura bade de de bubana gambange jikete de boba za za ta ta cheke ruso ya ya mo o niki stir up the gift in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Langrando do bahaya benge zuru do dusta mangade de lusiki ye de heya ye de heya ye ma sande ita. He's called you to be anointed. He's called you to be anointed. Yeah, ne ne lo wo sala ba ha. Manga no no bo sala de ga mana hanani wo sala ba. Lenga na no lo sala ba ha. Ye komo homa. Ganda de u sala ge go na da step ba ba no sala. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeta so maha. Satatabaha. Sepetikiti. Shanda don gonzundikiti le bamba da asa. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. La tataba aya. Ye come o ho ho hi ha ha ha. Lana I called to go forward. Called to go forward. Called to be full. Called to be blessed. Lekomoho. Ha ha. Landa de do, landa de dusha, banga dusha say me ni chikele banda dusha hai, le to mahai, ye to mahai, ye to mahai, ye to mahai, ye to mahai, landasa ye teke makaso wuti galai buna hasi tala boho rakini, ala bota hasa hai, bete chini hita ho, loto sa mahi chikini hi basa, mukanike maniisa ha. Uda ite uhu hele mamanisa mangana nudusi kamahaya mengeni nusa ka moko koka mahia he mangana nuste maha basa rabu manente diga maha mengeni asa maha bikichi maha mamana asa release 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 in the name of Jesus. Ha ha ha, something's about to be released in the spirit. Ha 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 ha. This is a wonderful hour, this is a wonderful season. God's about to release some things. Ha ha ha, make it soon need it. Ha ha ha. But there's some people that need to be free in the spirit of God, free to be led by God, that God could send you where you need to go. Amen. And you got to be free of fear of finance and free of fear of different things and go where God's telling you to go, when he's telling you to go. Glory to God. Halakaza dojo ushera ha. Ye na o saba aya. Aya na ho 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 ho. Ha 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 ha. Lana nusha dehi amaha. Timelessness. I'm decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Ye come on a hana hana hana. That wave, that wave, that wave, that wave, that wave. You saw it in a dream. Nana no sarahai. Mangana no sarahai. Bango sunahai. Ning stam brankan to ho shalahai. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. You got anything, brother? Hallelujah. Left them the deep rosana. Hey. Halabafa. Samanichi. Bakasumna. Bring a niso, lebrase, rusini, nikiamo, masse manusela hai, basse prefenitiki, bakase manusela hai, mangunusela hai, hana ushela hai, hana nuste de baranusela mahaya, have rusuma hete kilabaha, jinan hai shirima, hana nuste de haya, bekasuma hana nuste de maha. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God's telling me to tell you, honor the anointing of the Holy Ghost and follow the presence of God. It's just that simple, just honoring the presence of God. You know, I, Bosana, honor every presence, and the anointing will increase. There it is. Glory to God. Glory to God. See, there are so many people that don't know how to honor the presence of God. Hallelujah. Honor the presence of God with commitment. Amen. Hallelujah. Honor the presence of God. Honor every presence of God. Whether it's on you or not, honor the presence of God, and the anointing on your life will increase. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know what that meant, honey? Honor the presence of God. Hallelujah. Or honor the anointing of God.
Hallelujah. Has he been talking to you about that, or you don't know what? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Honor the anointing of God. Hallelujah. Supratananista de hey. Branganunustaranhan, the profrapatia. Yea, bo salahe de he should hire. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.